Good afternoon, Nicholas.
That didn't even ring, Nancy. Goodness me. It's Garrett. How are you?
Good. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Did I miss your call the other day?
Oh, probably, but I don't take it personally.
Well, if it's about
maybe,
memo.
Maybe not. I'm not even sure.
Oh, I think.
Oh, no, I spoke to Tammy.
Yeah,
I did. I spoke to Tammy.
Awesome. Well, is everything good? Is there anything you need?
Oh, my gosh. No, everything's great. I'm sure I'll be. Oh, you know what? I needed an extension. When I got the memo, I think it says 5 days. So
don't worry about
that.
Yeah, I set the terms of the memos. All account managers set the terms. It's on every single memo. You can disregard it. So if I need it, I'll call it back.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Tammy explained to me. I just asked because I didn't want to be like overdue, and she explained to me that, if they need it, they'll call it back, which is great.
Awesome.
And
the
smile next to it was perfect. Everything was good.
Awesome.
Yes. How's business? Good?
Things are picking up. I feel that they're picking up. But, like, it's weird. I've got a lot of people that are throwing their hands up in the air going, Blue Nile, James Allen, online retailers are, so cheap.
Gosh.
And it's like, dude, if you can't – as a matter of fact, I'm working on one right now. It's a rather large Emerald cut. And the customer's like, my client's like, they just bought a Porsche. And I'm like, here's a perfect example. If their Porsche was 80 grand and it was 20 grand cheaper down the road, what would be their first question to the dealership? What's wrong with the car, right? But they look online and they go, it says GIA HPS2, so it must be good. No, it takes Nancy's eyes and my eyes to tell you what's good. GIA isn't GOD, so, it's just...
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, GIA, it's an opinion.
On
an
that
opinion.
One.
Opinions can be bought. You know what I mean? There is corruption in the institution. So you get something with you can still have a milky diamond and no fluorescence. You just gotta look at the diamond, and you can't do that online. So
no, I get it.
But
I
you won't get
it.
All of them. You won't get all of them.
But the customers, some of the customers, they just bought a Porsche, but they're gonna nickel dime you for your
right.
And
right.
Right. And they have the Porsche, but here's the thing. They'll go, and they'll call and they'll go, how much is a car? Are we talking a Volkswagen or are we talking a Porsche? And they don't know, and they can tell because it took me a long time years ago to figure this out. And I said to a few people, and a couple people that have been in business for years and one was an independent appraiser, and I'm like, why? I go, there's no way my stone got beat out. And he said, nope. And he says, and your stone's much nicer, but once the, they put in mind what they want, they won't get educated. He goes, there's that customer that wants to get educated, but the other one's like, nope, they just want it because of the price point. It's
right.
Like, what?
And they can tell their friends, I got a FSI-1 and I paid nothing for it, when really it's a milk jug or it's got top light brown or a yellow body to it, or the make is so wacky, the table's tilted. I often joke, my best friends, this was many years before I started selling diamonds, but they got engaged, and he actually traded one of his saxophones. He's a musician, so a starving artist. He trades one of his saxophones for some money and affords what he can afford. I kid you not, her princess is set square, but it looks like it's set compass because the table is so wonky.
Oh, really?
She loves it, and she's not a diamond or jewelry person, so I don't dare tell her, but like, that's what you get online, and that's what you get for the budget. You know what I mean? It's without looking at it, it's still a one carat. It's still near colorless and high clean, but the make is trash. Yeah. You know, so.
Yep.
But
Blue Nile, James Allen. That's all you. And it's like, and let's throw Pinterest in there.
Right.
Yeah, I saw it on Pinterest, but it's impossible to get. And I'm like, what? You know, it's like you said, I'm just, I try the best I can, and I think I know I work really hard at it. And if I lose it, I lose it. It's like that, so be it. Some people I'd like to say, oh, go elsewhere then. No, I don't.
Right. But you're right. Like, you can only do so much. So.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. The internet, that's where the internet hurts us a little. And they're discounting everything. And people don't understand the other proportions of it. So like you said, GIA is not GOD. I gotta pass that along. Can't wait to get off the phone.
You like that? GIA
I know,
isn't GOD. it's one of my favorites. Yeah. So, well, awesome. Well, listen, I just want to touch base because I felt like I missed you, and I'm sure we'll be talking ad nauseum in the weeks to come. And you know, big naturals have been moving, and we've had some success with some 6-figure, 5-figure, and you know, I don't care. If it's more than a dollar made of carbon, preferably not lab grown, then I'm happy. But even if it's lab grown, we'll take what we can get, right?
No. Yep, that's at the bottom too. So right off the top of my head, throw me out a number for a. I'm gonna tell. I hate this word, but don't throw me out a number for. I was gonna say promotion. Throw me out a number. 2-carat total weight diamond earrings, please.
We have 3 different qualities.
Good. Let's do good or less. Something that.
Cheap. Big and cheap. Big and bluffy.
Inexpensive, right.
Inexpensive, yes. Sorry. Yes, not cheap. So 2-carat total weight.
Right.
Our 2-carat total weight are good. They're white, but they're not eye clean. They're like I1, I2s. They're $33.50 for the pair.
That's it?
Yeah, for 2-carat total weight. So those are I2s, $33.50, yeah. So
let's go better.
Are our SI2 I1s. Yeah, and those are, those are $46.50.
Okay.
And those I have in white, yellow. And, I mean, if you're looking at, like, the top, they're $59.50. And I can take 10% off of that if I like you.
Okay, let me write it down. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So what's the prices again? I should have written it down.
No, you're fine. So in our best quality, these are 2-carat HISI2s, and they're $59.50, and then the other pair, 2-carat HISI3I1s, are $46.50.
I'm sorry, you said $43.50?
That's correct. $46.50, I'm sorry.
$46.50, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, my apologies. I'm writing it down and I wasn't really paying attention. Okay. And they come in white or yellow.
That's right. And are they 4-prong or 3-prong?
Okay.
Not a lot of yellow, but I do have some in yellow.
Well, that was my next question because my customer just left. She wears yellow, Italian, that doesn't make a difference, neither here nor there. She wears yellow, loves yellow. And I said to her, she goes, what would you wear? And I said, I would get white. And she goes, but you wear a lot of yellow. And I go, no, but I think it looks nicer in white. So what do you think? Should I just, but I said to her, if you like yellow, I'll get them in yellow.
Same price.
Whatever you want, you'll be wearing them.
I have them in 4-prong in yellow. If you want, I can send you a pair of each, white or yellow.
Which ones do you like?
I wear white. I wear white. My wife wears white. Everything around me is white. So, like, the yellow I know are popular, but, like, again, that if you want, you can show them both. This is the kind of stuff I have in duplicity. So, $46.50, you're probably going to sell. If you sell her the yellows, you'll sell the whites to somebody else.
Okay. All right, let me think about it. Let me think about it. I won't. And when I say think about it, let me ponder, because like I said, it all just happened today. I hate to, you know, let me see when I can.
You already have memo there. Yeah, I can add this to your memo. It's up to you.
I realize that. Oh, my gosh, that's great. No, I do realize that. I called yesterday because I felt bad because of the 5-day, and I went, believe me.
No.
Christmas fan. You know how we spoke about it a month ago. Let me think about this. Let me feel around, and yeah.
Okay.
I know. I think it's a phenomenal. Myself, I think it's a phenomenal price. Let me see where she wants to be price point.
Okay.
And I think it's great. And then that's what I would. Yeah. Let me think about it.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. Let me know.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, it was good talking to you too.
That's a good time. We'd always get off the. But it was fine. I'm sure you're busy and everything.
Never too busy. How about that?
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And I did drive by your area. I feel bad. I said to Tammy it was the last minute, and I ended up going to Toronto the other day to go to Taylor Swift.
How was it?
Just like, oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal. It was amazing. It really was amazing.
I can't wait to tell our marketing director is a huge Swiftie, and she wanted to go to the Bills game because she thought she'd be there. And I'm like, she's not going to go. And then I got cornered into, like, I was going to make a bet, and then everyone around me told me I was stupid. So I'm like, no, I'm not taking that bet. I guess everybody knows Taylor Swift better than I do. And I joke because obviously she didn't go to the game, and I bet that conversation went, hey, Kelsey, I'm working that weekend too, so if you want to come see me, I'll be in Toronto. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't
really, you're working Sunday, well, sure I'm on
can.
Saturday.
Well, I thought, we thought, oh, my gosh, is he going to make an appearance? That kind of, because you didn't know, but they said, oh, he probably has a curfew, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Has your marketing director, has she gone to the concert?
Tammy, has Megan ever been to a Taylor Swift concert? No, I don't think so. Hasn't been fortunate
well,
enough
tell well, tell her to keep trying. My daughter just got tickets the day before. My daughter got tickets Thursday on Ticketmaster.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's
and
what
did
happened.
Did she put on a good show? Who did she play with? Did anyone open
up? Gracie Adams.
Oh,
Gracie
wow.
Adams opened up.
Okay.
Which All right, Gracie Adams opened with her. Gracie Adams was on for 45 minutes. Then there was like a 10-minute break. Gracie, it started at 7. Gracie Adams started at 6:45. Played to like 7:30. There was a 15-minute break, and then Taylor Swift went on, and she was on for 3 hours and 30 minutes, and she didn't break. There was no intermission. I mean, they played music like an acoustic thing for like 2 minutes, and she did a quick costume change. She changed her costumes like 13 times, but
wow.
She just played. I mean, she just and it. And to me, it was very entertaining because a lot of her songs had like a theatrical show to go with it. I would honestly say it was one of the better concerts I have seen. And I've seen a lot of concerts. Very,
yeah.
Very. And now I can see why everyone would go. And I was surprised. My daughter got tickets the day before, and I said, don't you want to? She went with her college friend. She goes, Mom, I want you to go. I said, oh, why don't you go with your girlfriend? No, I really want you to go, Mom. So I don't say no. And I'm like, okay. She got tickets Thursday on Ticketmaster. And ready for this, we were on the floor. We had floor seats. It was like crazy because apparently they released tickets the day before the concert or the day of. Ticketmaster does, so you're not paying, not that it makes a difference, but you're not paying like thousands for a ticket.
Right. Huh. Well, that's good to know. I'll let her know.
Crazy?
I mean, at this time of year, none of us will get away, but next year. Yeah, no, I won't leave the office.
I didn't think
until.
So either.
Yeah, yeah. But, well,
I
cool.
worked a little
well,
remotely.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, let me know on the studs. And
thank you. Yes,
if anything
yes,
else comes
you.
To mind, I'll be here.
All right, thank you.
All right,
have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.